Thursday of the second week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Mark 3:7-12. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, yesterday on the Gospel, it concluded by saying that the Pharisees went to the Herodians to seek together how to kill Jesus. Now we see Jesus withdrawing towards the sea with his disciples, presumably to have a little time of prayer and rest, and so that he could instruct his disciples further. Now, the disciples were not yet apostles. That will happen in the next episode from Mark. So this is just before they were formally named apostles. Now, this is interesting. Jesus is God, and he's also a human being. And how does those two work together? It's really a profound mystery, but he's really one person with two natures. Now, as a human that he is, the plan of things in his life is unfolding. He knows his mission. He knows that he's going to the cross, but he doesn't necessarily know every step of the way, everything that will happen. And so he's going hoping to have some rest, some time of prayer, some time of teaching with his disciples. And he finds out a different situation because crowds are coming to him. Does it happen to you that when your plans change, it's hard to cope with it? Well, it's hard for Jesus too, because he's human. And this is where the challenge of trusting in the will of the Father really comes in with greatest merit. Jesus had to learn at every step to see what the Father is doing and totally trust and obey. Now, people are coming from many places, not only the Jews, but they're coming even from foreign countries like present-day Lebanon and present-day Syria. It's interesting that Syria is one of the most victimized countries in the world right now, with hundreds of thousands of people suffering so greatly, thousands upon thousands having been killed in the present civil war. Well, they were, the Syrians, among the first to hear the gospel from the mouth of Jesus himself. And the oldest Christian communities are found in Syria, in Jerusalem, and so on. Well, also they're coming from Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem is about 85 miles away. So you have a comparison. Palm Beach is about 72 miles from Miami if you take I-95, the road. So 72 miles to go from Miami to Palm Beach, and 85 miles to go from Jerusalem to Capernaum. So this will give you an idea of the motivation of these people. Imagine that you needed to go from Miami to Palm Beach, or if you are in Colombia or whatever, think about going that distance of 85 miles. And why would you go? It has to be a very big motivation. And this brings me to another thought. We, in our times, are so used to convenience, right? Everything has to be easy. We take a car with air conditioning. We have to stop to go to the bathroom. We have places to go. We have fast foods. They didn't have any of that, and they still went. This is very important. If you want to meet Jesus, how far are you willing to go? What sacrifices are you willing to make? Or is it, well, if it's within the scope of my comfort, if it's convenient to me, then I'll go to Mass. But if it's raining a little bit, if it's a little bit too hot, too cold, or I have many things going on, then too bad. You see the difference? These people would walk 85 miles just to see Jesus. And they did not have the benefit of all that we know about Jesus today. They did not even know that he was God. How much we have to learn to be disciplined. Now, if you were training for the Olympics as a young person, you would have to train every day, something like 6 hours, more or less. Every day training, and there will be a coach on you, checking you out and challenging you. Now, what are you willing to do to become a good Christian? Of course, it's not something that you make yourself into, but the Lord will get you to work, and you have to yield to his instruction, to his discipline. And if you're really serious about it, the Lord will give you some good accompaniment, brother or sister in this world who can challenge you. Are you willing to welcome that? Are you motivated to really go and say, help me, I want to grow, I want to learn? Well, these people were like that. And yet we don't see in the gospel that they really understood who Jesus was. They were mainly going because they heard he's a healer. They heard that he delivers demons. So they want to be helped. And that was their motivation. Now it says that Jesus cured many. It means that, well, it was not just something exceptional. There were many, many being healed and cured by the Lord. And yet, he himself, being a human, is vulnerable, and he could be trampled. So he asked the disciples to prepare a boat so he could get a little bit off in the distance in the water and then preach from there. Then we see that they're unclean spirits, that's demons, that lurking inside people. You think that's exceptional? No, it isn't. In fact, each one of us is harassed by temptations, by demons. It does not mean that we are possessed, but it does mean that demons are there trying to push us into sin, because they did it to Jesus too, didn't they? And yes, there are also people who are possessed in our times. And so we have to take this very seriously and plead with the Lord. Lord, show me the darkness in me. Show me the lies, the bondage, the ways that the devil tries to separate me from your holy will. And notice that the demons know him and they say, you are the Son of God. Why would they say that? Because they believed that naming someone gave them some kind of authority over him. Remember in Genesis, God gave Adam the authority to name all the animals, and that gave him authority over them. So demons thought that by naming Jesus, they would have some kind of authority and they will be protected, quote unquote, protected from his power. Of course, that did not work, and Jesus would cast them out, but warned them not to make him known, and that would force them to be quiet, not to distract people from the Lord, from what God is doing. So we pray that we are disciplined, that we're willing to follow Jesus when it's hard, when we have to make great efforts, and that we are aware that the battle is right within us, that we have to be aware that the demons are trying to confuse us, to lie to us, to discourage us. May the Lord bless you, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.